This is 105 Breakfast.
Nick would like to point out he heard you sigh.
I didn't sigh, Nick. I like this.
He said, wait until your microphone's down.
I was just breathing. That's how I breathe.
Well, don't.
See, that's how I breathe.
Yeah, just don't. It upsets people when you breathe. Anyway, there we go. That's Michael Cimbello and Maniac. And we've got some more 80s keyboard, synth and drum machine music coming your way from an unusual source in a minute.
Yes.
Because it's time to welcome into the studio Lee and Seb, and more importantly, the entire Magnet family.
Yes, the entire Magnet family. Oh, yes.
Hello, morning. Morning, all. How are you doing? All right?
Very well, thank you.
Hello. It's not Seb, it's Dom.
Why did I say Seb?
Well, Seb seems to spend most of his time in the studio.
Dom, I do apologise.
That's true.
I do apologise. That's very rude of me.
That is.
It's taken 10 years off me.
Oh, well, there you go. That's right.
All right, so listen, I mean, you're out promoting your new EP in a big style, really, aren't you? Kind of, you know, the real industry way. You're appearing all over the place with this new EP.
Yeah, because a grand tour of radio studios, and the most important one obviously being Cambridge 105. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Talk us through this new album then, this new EP. Four tracks.
Four track EP. Yeah. The main one, the lead single, is called Sure, which you shan't play today. We'll play.
No, we have already played that though.
Yeah. We plan to play another one today called Sunshine Moment. What do you want to say about one, Lee? Lee wrote lyrics for that one, so explain that one to us.
It was unusual in that it's quite positive, really. we started working on Dom put together an electronic track, and I came up with something that I thought worked really well, and the rest of the band just looked at me and went, "We don't like that at all." But I'd remembered like a hook line that I'd written, and it went with this song. And as soon as I started singing that, the guys liked it, and then it came together fairly quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, you might hear a few echoes of Gary Numan. Maybe a bit of New Order, that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
a bit pop, maybe it's synthy for us, but it's good fun doing it.
Is that the usual way round for you, that you knock out the tune first and then add the lyrics, or can it work either way?
It has been, in sort of Dom's dictatorial way. He goes away and writes some music and then says, right, write some lyrics for that. I think, Dom's just got, like, just a huge amount of music.
That he just brings in.
Musical sketches.
But I think it's starting to change now, isn't it? Recently, we've been in the rehearsal rooms writing some new stuff, and it's been a bit more
democratic.
It's just that now, I suppose, Paul's been in for a while, and so he's got ideas, and I think we're starting to write more from scratch. But, I mean, it's great, you know, we never have to worry about material because it's always, there's more of it than we can sort of recall.
Is the band changing direction at all? Or is it pretty much true to your original roots?
We tried to mix it up a bit. It's the main thing we try and do, a bit of genre bending. So just try and do one thing, we have tried to experiment as well a bit, which makes it fun for us. Some people don't like that, some people like that kind of thing, but keeps it interesting where you're trying to tackle different kinds of music rather than just playing one furrow.
Sure.
So, yeah, and this one, we actually spent a bit of cash on this one as well. Went into a studio, whereas last year we didn't really do much like that. So this one's a bit more polished as well, production-wise. It's got a nicer sound to it as well, hopefully.
How long does it actually take to produce four tracks, start to finish?
it's funny,
that's a nerve.
It takes a long time to polish it, doesn't it?
Paul spends a lot of time getting his vocals right, because he recorded those at home, and he has a proper setup. Part of his background is actually in technical side of music, the engineering side of it, and recording. So we did some recording at a studio and some at home, and then some of these songs have 50 or 60 different tracks which someone had to mix and then master. So it's quite a lot of work just boiling it all down, it all down to its constituent parts, and making it sound good. So it takes a while to get right, and so most of the song took about three passes before we're all happy with the mix.
Blimey. That's horrendous.
Oh, it's a long process, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is.
Dedicated.
So when you're out on tour and out playing gigs, you were playing at the Fox at Burwell at the weekend.
Yeah.
How did the new song... Did you play a mixed set with Here's the New Stuff, Here's the Old Stuff?
Yeah, it was pretty... We played three of... We didn't play Sunshine Moment, the track you're going to hear in a minute, just because that's sort of a lot of keyboards and would just take a long time to set up. But, yeah, it was a mix of new and old.
And how's the audience reaction been to the new stuff?
Well, they were all starting to drink quite a lot, so they were quite pleased with anything. I think if we'd have come
best
out...
Best kind of audience.
I think the biggest applause came when Eleanor got... you got... everyone sung happy birthday to Eleanor because it's Eleanor's birthday.
How old is the littlest magnet going to be?
I can't actually see the littlest magnet over my screen. I've had to move my screen.
She's so little.
How old are you going to be?
Six.
No.
Wow.
When I was your age, I was only four. Yeah,
don't worry,
six.
Eleanor, it's fine. The blank expression you
Okay, so what have you decided what you'd like for your birthday present? Do Mummy and Daddy know exactly what they've got to get you?
Well, they got me a paddling pool, but it didn't work.
Oh, Mum and Dad, what happened?
We have to go back to, shall we say, a large retailer and speak to them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Honestly.
How's the instruments going, little magnet girls? How's the saxophone going, Eleanor?
Good.
Good, good, good. Been writing any more?
She wrote Sunshine Moment, which is going on this one. Yeah.
And Voy.
Can we not have the Drunken Sailor one?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was
no,
my...
it's Hungry Sailor.
Oh, sorry, the
isn't
Hungry
it?
Sailor.
That's the one. You know what
she's
I mean.
Only six. The sailor's hungry.
Oh, yeah, of course he is. Yes. All right, should we have a listen to one of these tracks then? Because we've got two tracks through so far. And this thing's been out for a few days, so we haven't heard all the tracks yet. So, time for Sunshine Moment. The album is, or the EP is called Living in Memory. Where did that come from? Any great ideas? Where did that flash?
Yeah, that was my idea. Okay. Yeah, so...
Based on anything? Is it a...
I have to say that it was probably Paul that initially came up with the idea. And that we had also... It was Living in Memory, Living with Memory or whatever.
It ties in with the artwork on the cover. There's some connection there, which I can't really explain on the radio. But
it's a cassette
tape. If you go to motortapes.co.uk, you can download our single and have a look.
There we go. OK, let's take a listen. And this is Motor Tapes from Living in Memory and Sunshine Moment.
Joy radio.
listening to Cambridge 105. It's Breakfast with Neil and Lottie through till 9:30. We've got the Motor Tapes in with us this morning. Dom and Lee. Why did I say Seb?
Dom.
Well, I should have said Seb. Bonjour. Comment ça va? listening to new tracks off of the new EP. That was Sunshine Moment from Living in Memory, new Motor Tapes EP that's out. And I thought that would generate some reaction in that we have Nick, who is a big 80s fan. And you said about synth and drum and all this. He says, I love it. That is so early Depeche Mode.
Thank you very much. I think it was more Gary Numan that we first inspired.
It is
a little...
Our Friends Electric type.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you like it, Nick, because I've... you've got excellent music taste. He was on the... He liked my Japan request.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So you're obviously starting to gel and meet at a higher level. Mark in Burwell also says, sounds just as good as I would have remembered it had sounded if we'd remembered to get there on time on Sunday. Mm. He missed you by 8 hours.
Yes, I got a text that evening, yeah. As punishment, Mark, you'll have to come to Water Beach.
Yeah, when are you playing? Where are you playing? What's happening?
Almost seamlessly. There, I've got all the dates here. So, 7th of September, we're playing at the Sun Pub in Water Beach. A guy called Andrew puts on something called the Beach Sessions, and they often have gigs and comedy in the village. And joining us on that evening will be Model Village and Taylor Taylor.
Nice. Are they similar to you guys? Do you know?
I get to check them out. I don't know.
I think Model Village are perhaps more upbeat and melodic than us.
Oh, okay.
In a slightly folky way.
Don't put yourself down.
And Taylor Taylor, I've not heard any of their stuff yet, but they've just been added to the bill. So got no idea at all. But it's usually a good. The last time we were there was very good, wasn't it? A guy called Patrick Fitzgerald played, who's an old punk rocker who played all his stuff on acoustic guitar. It looks like the punk.
That's all right. It's just people coming next door. Don't worry. Right. They're fine. They always turn up for work about this time. Good to see. They're not due to start till 9, so it's good of them to get in early today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're probably coming to get one of our CDs, I think.
Oh,
probably.
Of course, yeah.
Kicking the door in.
Yeah.
I would have thought so.
Greg says, I thought it was good, not because of the synths, but just because I just thought it was an excellent song and well produced.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing very well with this.
Is that Mr. Butler?
That is Mr. Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, very much enjoy listening to your shows, Greg. And came along to the record sale at his house, and it was very conducive.
Good. Excellent. So what's next? I mean, this is number two, this is album, EP number two. How long do we wait for EP number three, then?
Well, at the standard rate, I think sometime in 2016.
Looking good.
Any day now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're thinking about how we record stuff in what order and how we release it. So I think I think the next few tracks might be a change from the EP type schedule.
Might be released singly rather than waiting for four tracks to come along. Because it's a lot of work doing four tracks in one go. It sounds like we're all lazy, but it's having the time and different commitments.
Yeah.
And so we've got day jobs, and so probably do it a bit more like that, like one track at a time rather than four tracks.
We're becoming a pop group, aren't we? It's all about singles, yeah.
So is that what you define yourselves as? Are you a pop group?
We are, yeah. Just because I don't know about Dom, but I get fed up with subgenre. I mean, pop music used to cover... The Beatles, the Kinks, Tom Jones.
Hendrix.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I just think rather than splitting it up, we just say we're a pop group. And
gives you that opportunity, as you've just done there, to branch out and try some other stuff.
Mm.
You're not a rock band. You're not betraying your roots. It's, no, we're a pop group. Yeah. We can try something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Some Taylor Swift covers coming up soon then.
Cannot wait.
Right. Okay, shall we hear the last track? Shall we hear the last track off the EP then?
Yes, please.
Tell us about Better Way. What's the story behind this one? How did this one come to be?
We got a bit short of material. Well, material is actually record at the time. And so I'll do some solo stuff as well. And this was the first up on a solo thing I released. And we kind of redid it for this EP. because the band all liked it, and so it's a cover version of one of my songs, essentially. So
any relation to Better Tomorrow, which was on your first EP?
Not at all, no.
No.
I actually wrote lyrics to this one as well, and the music, so, but Better Tomorrow, that was you, wasn't it, wrote the lyrics to that? Was it you?
Yeah, yeah. I think we just... The only relation is we put it on the put it at the end, didn't we?
Yeah, it's a nice positive.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
Bigger, better, bolder.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, so let's take the final track off of Living in Memory, the new Motor Tapes EP. This is Better Way. There we are. That's the last track off of the four-track EP, Living in Memory, from the Motor Tapes. That's called Better Way. I'm going to say that is way above my favourite I've ever heard from you at all. Apart from that version of the model that you did, that had an acoustic guitar riff.
I don't think we'll ever top that, actually.
No. But I've got to say, that is my favourite track you've ever produced. I like that. I like that a lot. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Lovely.
Okay, so you're on at Waterbeach. What else have you got coming up?
In September, if you can, any people in Cambridge can come along to the Portland Arms on the 21st, that's a Saturday night. There's a gig on it there, promoted by a guy called Mr. Rose, and his company's called Repeat. So three or four bands are on. I'm not quite sure what the bands are called, but...
There's headlining a Chasing Melfina. Promoting their new single that's been released on Repeat. And then
let's hope they don't swear this time, then.
What? Have they been known to utter expletives?
I think the only ones we've ever had a problem with. Oh,
right. Okay. Well, they'll be good. And also playing with us on that evening is Barcode Channel and Paint Nothing.
Yeah, please come down. That'd be great.
Excellent.
Just one more thing. If you like the single, you can get it for free on motortapes.co.uk. Thank you.
Or you can buy it. And we'll
on iTunes and Spotify.
In about 25
Amazon.
Years' time, we might have earned tenner or something
like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've just got one. There's a signed copy of this, signed by me. And I was saying this the other day, that there's going to be loads of signed copies signed by the main four members of the band, but one, and they'll be worth, when you're big and rich and famous, there'll be thousands of those everywhere, and they'll be worth a couple of quid each, but, you know, but they'll be the one that they're all fighting over will be the one that's signed by me.
Yeah.
Lawrence says, you need to build up enough material so you can get a spot on stage two next year at the Rock Festival. So there we are.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would be a good one, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
Well, we've got a set's worth. Don't worry, we've got an hour's worth of material.
Yeah, Okay, so we just need to start campaigning for that then for the Rock Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Well, listen, it's good to see you. Little Magnets. Not back at school yet.
No.
So what are we going to be doing between now and the end of the holidays? Going to the library with Daddy, is it? having an ice cream, the biggest part of the day, because Daddy was boring, as you said. Just no. What have you got lined up?
I'm going to my friend's for a sleepover tomorrow.
Uh-oh. That spells trouble.
Yeah.
Who did the rockets? Who did the rocket thing?
You both did the rocket thing.
Yeah. What happened there? Did you fire rockets off? How did that work?
Yeah. And they've got this machine and you make a rocket. And then they pump it.
It's compressed air.
Oh, right, good. So no that, explosives then.
No. So did that at the Science and Technology Museum.
Oh, yeah,
Del so Riverside. Some people will know that there's a big chimney near Tesco's on Newmarket Road.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, these rockets go as high as that chimney.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that was a bit of a fun day then.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
And what's happening on Saturday?
My birthday.
Yeah.
Your birthday party, isn't it?
Your sixth birthday. Your sixth birthday is another big one. It's a bit like when you get older and you have 18 and 21. Six is a real big one. That's where mummy and daddy really roll it out for you.
Yeah.
The six. They really do. No expense spared for a sixth birthday. You have a lovely birthday.
I will.
When's your birthday, Sophie?
In May.
Did we miss that? Did we miss that?
You did miss that.
No, you did, because we texted in.
Oh, there was no cake.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
Next year, cake.
Okay.
That's what cost you the featuring Neil Whiteside on the album.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, listen, well, thanks everyone for coming in. It's always
lovely
good
to see you. All.
Enjoy the rest of the school holidays and good luck with the new EP.
Thank you.
And we'll see you down to Portland and various gigs around and about town. So there we go. Excellent. It's good. Thank it's you, motor bye-bye. Tapes. We're here on Cambridge 105. Thanks, guys.